Okay, so Machleket B'Sham Basil B'Sham says that the minimum per Ravu is a boy and a girl. Sorry, two boys, and Hill says a boy and a girl. Bottom of the page, Samach Alvon Beis. Says the Gemara, my Tamayda B'Sham, what's the Svoda? Yalfi Moshe, learns from Moshe Ben. It says, B'nei Moshe, Gershom B'Eliezer. So what? And then Moshe Ben divorced his wife. So we see that you get the per Ravu from that. Basil says, look at the image you created the world, a man and a woman. He said, right, that's what you have to do, to a man and a woman. Why does Beshamai learn from the creation of the world? So he says, very posh, Ain donin efshem b'shi efshem. You can't bring a raya from a situation. You want to create a world. You have to have a man and a woman in the world. So if David wouldn't have created Chava and an Adam, how would it be a world? Beshamai today, there are plenty of girls out there. It doesn't have to be your kids. So therefore, if you have two boys, you get to put a boo. Ubeis Hillel Nami Luv Moshe. Why doesn't Beshamai learn from Moshe that two boys are enough? And then he divorced Tzipeda. Amilach Moshe Medaitehu David. Moshe Rabbeinu did it on his own accord. It wasn't that he was fulfilled the mitzvah, he just did it on his own. And because he did it on his own, he can't bring a raya from there. He did it because of an exception, the Abishah was talking to him. But all other people have a chiv to fulfill a peruvu, which is a boy and a girl.
Did he talk a divorce or were he just separated from
two opinions.
Because Rashi here just says Pirish Medaisha, and in Chumash.
Rashi himself says here.
What was the whole thing that Miriam said, Lashon Hara against him, that he separated from his wife?
Yeah. We'll soon see in the thesis. I'll have a minute. He did both. Either one. So he went right to the time we learned. Shlosh l'vodah Moshe Moshe b'dayte. There were three things that Moshe Rabbeinu did on his own volition. On the court, v'izkima d'ayte, l'daz ha'mok, and David was mastered him. Pidush min isha, he separated from his wife. V'shibar ha'luchas, and he broke the luchas. V'hoisev yemecha, and he added a day to proceed to Matan Teyre. Pidush min isha, my daughters, what was his drosha? Oma mama yisro. Shlosh dibri mam shchina l'fishad. Eivishon, he spoke to him for a moment. And he told him when he was going to speak to him. Yet Amr Tayyatar said, I'll take your Elisha, separate from your wife 3 days before. I, you have to be ready to speak to the Abish at any moment. I don't know exactly when it's going to be. Therefore, I have to separate it all the time. Allah has come, I got to separate it all the time. His schema died till that's a mocker. And we know that the Abish agreed. And then it says, Lech Emer Lehem, Shuvalachem Lelechem, tell everyone to go back to the tents. Vata you, poi amoidi modi, remain with me. So Tais already asked, where do you see here that Moshe Rabbeinu came up with his own idea? The Abishah told him, Claude, don't go back to your wife. So where do you see anywhere here that was Moshe's idea? And the only way we know that Moshe's idea was from Miriam and Aaron's tainus to him. Because when Miriam and Aaron's tainus was, that you, why did you separate from him? What was the taina from Tzipora? What was the taina? It could only be because it was Moshe Rabbeinu's idea. That's all we, so we know from that story, not from here.
But if it was divorced, then what's the taina?
You wouldn't mekayim peruvu. What are you leaving your wife for? Or what do you leave your wife for? What did she do wrong? It was a taina. It was his idea. It wasn't Abish's idea. No, but we had another thing. We had more taina at the very end for 38 years, and Barbasa didn't speak to him. So why didn't all those years stay with his wife?
Yeah, unless you know how long that is
going to
be.
It could be so if I'm in Greg Rashi, and Edin says that inside Bob says that the Asia still spoke to him, but it wasn't only during the day, not at night. It was a different way than he spoke to him the other time. But he did speak to him. Because you have the whole Torah by Dabar Hashem and Moshe all the time. So the Tais asks a good question. If Miriam and had Tainus, it was Moshe's idea, so why didn't they have Tainus until the end of the 40 years? In Pashab Al Loischa, they should have Tainus straight away after Matan Teyre. My neighbor had to pay my money. He said, "Oh, it was your idea. Why'd you do that?" So they take the answer. They didn't know. It was only when Elder the Maid was number machne and Tzipora made a comment, "Oy, Rachmanos on the Viber." So they said, "What do you mean?" And she told, "No one knew that they were separated." Can you imagine how sneezy they were? What actually happened? How could they, for 39 years, the brother and sister didn't know that their brother was separate from his wife?
Must have been living in the same.
Couldn't that? Because how can you if you're divorced? You're in the same place.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe they weren't.
Taser says here.
They weren't divorced.
Oy nosan lo get. Taser is not sure. If you look in Taser's eight lines, he's not sure whether they're separated. But also lo oy lo finatzmai. Oy nosan lo get. He's not even sure. Taser himself says, I'm not sure what happened there.
Because if she had an obe finatzmai.
That was a normal way in those days. For tzniyas, it used to be like Yaakov and Rochel and Leah, I guess, that, or the Olim. But Tais himself was supik whether they had to get or not.
But is it, what's mitzvah?
Yeah, but that's kind of mitzvah that too.
No, but it's a mitzvah.
Yeah, but if you do a get, you need two edim. So how do they keep it? The problem with a get is, if you remember the Gemara Megillah, why Mordechai didn't give a get to Esther. So Tais is there. The Gemara says because you need two edim, and even if you did a betzina, two people don't know how to keep secrets. So if Moshe Rabbeinu gave a get to Tzipora, how is it possible that Miriam and Devorah didn't know till 39 years later? It's impossible. Must be that there wasn't a get. Because they just separate. If there would have been a get, they would have known. Based on the other tastes there in Megillah.
Moshe Rabbeinu, he could have brought the Pamalishal Mila.
He's still a human being. Anoshim, Veloy Noshim, definitely Anoshim, Le Malachim. Yeah. Weiter.
Confusing thing.
So the last question is asked is, so why were they upset? If the Eibishter agreed with Moshe Rabbeinu, then that's it. Because it's the famous answer. That the Eibishter, a person leads, agrees with the person where you want to be. If Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to abstain from his wife, the Eibishter would mask him. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have been with his wife, maybe they should have been masking for that as well. So you can't have time to say, oh, the Eibishter agreed. But it was your idea. Your idea. Anyway, back to the Gemara. That's one, number one. Item number one. Item number two is Shibra Luchi brought the Luchas. My daughter, how did you know to bring Luchas? Amara, he said, my Pesach Shu Echad Meshesh Meis V'Shalosh Mitzvot. My, the Pesach is only 1 of 630 mitzvot. Amara, Teitei said, called Benecha Lo Yechubai. Says that what? That a Benecha Lo Yechubai. That if you're not, that if you're about to Benecha somebody who is away from Yiddish guy, should need from it. It's like Teitei Kula. If it comes to the Teitei, the Yisrael Mumrim and Eden were over the Zora by the Eagle Alach to Kama. They shouldn't be involved in the Teitei. These Kimadaita Das Hamakim. The Chizivit says, Asher Shibarta. Tish already asked, these are all good Kavuchemers. The Kavuchemers is one of the 13 Middash Atayin Dreshes men. Why are we saying that's Moshe Rabbeinu's idea? Moshe Rabbeinu had no choice. He used a Kavuchemer. So Tish showed how each Kavuchemer was flawed. It's not really a Kavuchemer. Because maybe, for example, is Kachim. And Kachim is Kodesh. And Kodesh, you know, if you're Ben Nechi, you're not supposed to eat from it. But other mitzvahs, who says that it's not Kodesh? Who says that you can't, because you're Ben Nechi, you can't do them? Why not? Happy because he says Asher Shibarta Yasha Keich. Thank you for bringing it. My daughter told him to make today holy and tomorrow. So he dashed Hayim Kimocha today should be like tomorrow. What do we know about tomorrow? Tomorrow is 24 hours. Ma mocha leila ima, the night was with it. Afayim leila ima should be the night with it. Velaylo, it was Wednesday morning. Velaylo, the Eden Novik leisure Tuesday night is gone. Shmamina today emel bar midna must be another 2 days. Thursday and Friday. Be yiskim and dargos dazem mokum. Hayna leivish agreed with him. The loyshadi yishchina at Shabbat. The Eibush didn't come down until Shabbos. It's an amazing thing. The Eibush planned to come down on Friday. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "We don't want you. Come to us on Shabbos," and the Eibush had no choice to listen. And then when he did come on Shabbos, nobody was there. So, but and the Magen Ram says that's why you know, the second day of the Shavuos we keep 2 days in the Lucheret. Everyone knows whether it's Yom Tov or not, because this is the whole idea of, it shows you the power of the Rabbanon. Shavuos more than any other Yom Tov shows you the power of the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon made a tekana, and the Eibush had no choice but to listen. He came down the next day. Time you learn, Rav Nosson Leimim, but Rav Nosson says, Beishamayim, Beishamayim, Tashnei Zuchodish, and Ekevit. Rav Nosson has another version of the Machlekes. That Beishamayim holds, you know what a minimum size of family is? 4 kids, 2 boys and 2 girls. Well, Beishil Zayim is Zuchodish, Ekevit. Beishil is the same. I'm going to win my time, Rav Nosson, what's this for? Ile, Elibit, Beishamayim, Kod Beishamayim, Dechsiv. It says in the Pasik, after Odom, Chavam, have a taste of letters that had kids. As Echa, we had brothers. As Hevel, it says, as Achiv, as Hevel, Achiv and Hevel. Then it says, Vachos and a sister. Kain, Vachos and Kain and a sister. We know that Esav means a sister. Okay, so before born, right? A boy and a girl, a boy and a girl. But then it says, when Hevel was killed, it says in the Potsik there, that Kishos Li Elakim Zera Achat Tachas Hevel. I need to replace Hevel. Sounds like, because the mitzvah of Revu is to have 2 boys and 2 girls, and I'm missing out. I need another boy to replace him. Ki haruga kayin, because kayin killed him. So we see from here clearly what you need: 4, 2 kids and 2 boys and girls. But Rabbanon, he did, yeah, which is odd, yeah. But Rabbanon, I do the kumaydis. All she's doing is thanking the Eibush. She's not saying that halachically I need to replace what I had. No, I even. Tanya, but another version of Nosson. Nosson, name Beshami. Beshami says Zoch and the Kebe. Beshami is the one that says a boy and a girl. Or Beisil, I'm a Zoch and the Kebe. A choice, either a boy or a girl. I'm a Rabbi. My ten. I'm Nosson. Lead Beisil. What's the swara? Why either a boy or a girl? It Luchel is not the Briyasa Shalaylam, nor is it Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenem. It says like Toibara, Leshev and Zoda. I didn't create the world to be pushed. I created the world to be inhabited. And the fact is, Vavol Leshev is. The fact is, you inhabited it. So according to this, it sounds like, according to this version, that L'Sheves Yitzhar and Puravu is really one and the same mitzvah. Even though Taisa says all over Shas that the mitzvah Puravu does not apply to Goyim, but Sheves Yitzhar does. Except Taisa Chagiga, where he holds that a Goy also has a mitzvah Puravu, or at least an Eved. But, what do you call it? But over here, it seems that it's all one mitzvah, one and the same. Even we learned, Hoyu lebanim b'yayichav, you had children while you were a Goy. Veniz Gayir, and you're Megayir, Rabbi Yechanan, Amar Yechanan says, if you had a children as a Goy, and then became a Yid, do you have a new mitzvah Puravu, or you're Mekayim, the mitzvah, what you did while you were a Goy? Rabbi Yechanan says, Ki yam p'rivirivya, you're Mekayim p'rivirivya, or ish lak yudayim l'kayim p'rivirivya. What's my chlekes? Rabbi Yechanan, Ki yam p'rivirivya, do have a lay, the fact is he had kids. But ish lak yudayim l'kayim p'rivirivya, gesh, and his guy, he called you an el dami, you're a new person. In fact, we need to understand, we had this before, Nimor, the Mechassan Beis, the Chobez, and Olive. Everyone agreed to gesh, the guy, the kodjan, we said over there that why two Goyish brothers technically can say eight is because they're new people. We said that's Chabez, and we said that Memches, why are Gadim suffering today? Because they're being punished. They didn't keep seven mitzvah neich. Most of the way talking about Geish, this guy, Kosh Neodami. He doesn't get punished now for what happened then. So what's Rabbi Yechon? Rabbi Yechon is arguing on the concept of Geish, this guy. So Taisa says one vort here, but it's a fascinating vort. Taisa says over here, even though so as a Yid, he didn't do it. So Teza, says, even though everyone agrees in Geshen as a guy, Kachanel Dami, it makes sense. Rabbi Yechanan says like this, when do we say Geshen as a guy, Kachanel Dami, you're a new person, whatever you did back then doesn't, no relation to what you did now. But if you did a mitzvah then, and then it was considered a mitzvah, then now as a Yid, maybe you wouldn't, if you did it as a Yid, it wouldn't have been a mitzvah. But as a Goy, that was how you fulfilled the mitzvah. The fact is, you did something, it goes, a mitzvah is on nitzchis, and therefore counts for now as well. A Goy most have a mitzvah of procreating. There's a Sheves Yitzhar. And as a Goy, that's how you do the mitzvah, of inhabiting the world. As a Yid, that wouldn't have been good enough. But as a Goy, that was good enough. So therefore, now that you became a Yid, we recognize the mitzvah you did then as a Goy.
The
mitzvah stays. And at that time, that was what all you had to do. So therefore, now as a Yid, it's still good enough. When do we say, Geish is Gadi Kosh Nel Dami, and all you're happening, Avedis, and things which are not Nitzchis, you're a new person. But things that was a mitzvah then, and as a Goy, that was the mitzvah, then even though they eat, we still recognize the mitzvah as what happened. That's what Taisa says. Rav Chaim Brisker says, the Machlech Rech Rech Lokesh is, if the mitzvah is to have the kids, is the nifl or the poil, or the mitzvah is the method of having kids. If the mitzvah is to have the kids, you had them. The chefza, you had them. The mitzvah is the method, but the method of that time you were as a Goy, you didn't do anything. Okay, back to the Gemara. But also to my way, another sin of Machlech is, didn't we learn how you live body be Yosef, you have children while you were a Goy, even his guy became a Yid. And the question is, now you have new children, and the firstborn, is he a b'chayil l'nachla or not? Rabbi Yoichan Amar, ain le b'chayil l'nachla, nope. You b'chayil l'nachla already happened before. The habala, you had, the reishis, I know, your first. And the shlokish Amar, your first strength. The shlokish Amar, yesh le b'chayil l'nachla. It's a new family, it starts again. Geishan, the guy who gave conscience, and the dummy. Tzricha, why any both mechleks, and isn't the same, nope. The yashmin, and by heva, only knew the first one about Puravu, have a man, Aika Mice, in that case. But he come up, Yechem, and shouldn't be caught now, but people even knew. As a guy, you're also the mitzvah Puravu, so therefore you fulfill your mitzvah. Avolin Nachla comes Yerusha. The lab b'nei Nachla ninu goyim. Although the goyim also have the inyan of Yerusha, we know that. However, as a goy, you don't have all the dinim. For example, as Rashi says, two examples. There's no by goyim a girl yashin as much as a boy does. Not like by yidin. By goyim, no such thing as a b'chayr. Poshut and b'chayr have the same din. Not like yidin. So therefore, these dinim that didn't apply when you were a goy. So therefore, as a yid, you're a new person. That's what Rish Lakish argues. So that's why maybe the shlokish be made by Yerusha Nachla, since as a guy he didn't do it. That's what Rabbi Yechon be made. Rabbi Yechon would say, when it comes to Puravu, as a guy you had a mitzvah to have children also, you did it. So therefore, as a you don't have to do it again. But when it comes to Nachla, since as a guy these dinim that we're talking about didn't exist when you were a guy, so therefore, when now you're a geisha's guy, exactly, Kachinur Dami, so we should start it again. Pchoy Nachla, born out a girl. Dinim is dinim to do with social. How does that make life better? If giving up chayim more than if anything, it sows jealousy. How does it improve life? Doesn't.
That's why you have the union of Nichse Hager, because the children that he had before he was Megayer don't count Legabe Nachor.
Exactly.
So that's why anyone can be kind of him.
Yeah. Reish Lakish has a question. It says, by Gyutam, by Goyim, by what? And then I might say, the Goyim have no children. It says in the Pazi, by Eisei, that time. Shalach Borei Dei Baladon Ben Baladon Melech Bovel. So it says, Fesh Baladon Ben Baladon. We see that there's Yichas there. They do have kids. Of course a goy has children, but Kolbani remains a goy. My issue here is this guy who, once you become a goy, less l'chai is the family you had while you're goy no longer count. Everyone's moide, but Eved, but becomes an Eved, everyone's moide, Eved has no kids. He was not Yetzer Puravu as an Eved. If he becomes Eved, surely everyone, even Abiyach is moide, he has to have a new family. How do I know? The Chivit says, Avram said, Shvu lechem poi imacham, he told Eliezer, remain behind here with the donkey, and we dashen, Am hadoim lechamor. We dashen a nation that is similar to a chamor. In other words, chamor has no kids over here, also no yichas over here, also no yichas. Meisel has a question. It says in the pasuk, well, the tziva, the peboishes had a slave called tziva. Tziva chamisha asa bonim. He had 15 kids. The esim avonim, 20 avonim. He had his own. So the first he had kids, and he was an eved klani from the peboishes. Amrach b'yakuk farber kipar ben boker. Talking about biologically, talking about halachically, just like a par ben boker. What halachically is? It's considered his kid. Biologically, came from this boker. Same thing over here. Biologically, that's all. Think about yochem bezay yochin ami. So hi, what do you mean beladon ben beladon? Maybe they also just biologically. That's it. What's that? I even they're going to have kids. Shani hashem the yachsinu b'shmai v'shmavu. They give names. We're saying more than just that biologically had kids. We're saying here what that this is the name that means that this yichus here. Here the Arno name. That's one answer. We find other places where the Meyach is Ba'avuan, Uva'avud, Avun, his father, and his Zayde. It says in the Pasik, Vayishlechem Melech Asa, the king of Asa sent El Ben Hadad to Ben Hadad, Ben Tavrimon, Ben Chazian Melech Aram. So you go two generations. But the fact that he goes so specific, if it's just biological, just go one generation. The father, going two generations shows Zichas, exactly. Hayesh Domestic, Lemoy. Even Glenn, how you live on even Mesa? What happened? You had children, they died. You had a boy and a girl, and then Chas V'Shalom, one of them passed away. You ate to Peruvu. Rav Hunama, Ki, and Peru, Makai, and Peruvu, because he had them. This is along the Machlevi had before Yechon and Shlokish. Wait up behind Biskalins. This is interesting. You know what I was saying? You're Makayim? Because Rav Asi says, ain't, you know what the purpose of having children is? Not to have kids. It's to bring Mashiach closer. The purpose of the entire Torah is to bring Mashiach closer. The only reason why you're Mitzvah Puravu is to bring Mashiach closer. You did. What do you mean bring Mashiach closer? Because it says, Ain ben David ba, Mashiach will not, exactly, Mashiach will not come, at she yichlu kol neshama shebeguf, till all the neshamas in this treasure house up in Shemayim called Guf will be emptied. Shemayim says, Ki ruach mufanai, the ruchim, the neshamas in front of me, yatev, hold me back. So if he gave birth, even though they passed away, the neshama left, the neshama went out. So therefore, it's all right.
And the poor, who is the mitzvah for going to die too?
Sorry? Of course. For Goyim, the Shabbat Zitzorah. For Yidden.
No. For Goyim, it's Mitzvah today?
Not Puru, the Shabbat Zitzorah, to inhabit the world.
Inhabit the world?
Yeah, that's why the planning thing and all that is a big problem in Halacha. Goyim, the Mitzvah, the Shabbat Zitzorah. Populate the world. Populate the world.
But that's Puru.
Puru is in the Tayyid, the Shabbat Zitzorah.
We need less of them, not more.
Okay. Work it out with Eibishter. It seems he had a different plan. Okay, right here. Rabbi Yechon Amar L'Kayim B'Shev Yitzhar B'Ina V'Holeka. The purpose of Puravu is not just to bring Mashiach, but also to have kids. And the fact that you didn't, because you just lost somebody. Mesa, I'll ask you a question. It said, B'nei Bonim Hareiki Bonim. The Bryce that says, that if, let's say, the boy or the girl that you gave birth to passed away, but that son or daughter had a child, so then you still mekayim puravu because you have the grandson and the daughter. So we see clearly from the what? That you need to have a boy and a girl. It's not enough that if they pass away, but because you have a grandson, you yaitze. Kasha ravuna. We're not talking about yaitze puravu. Of course, you yaitze. Yaitze Purdavu if as soon as you gave birth. But here's about a case you only gave birth to a boy, but this boy gave birth to a girl, you yaitze Purdavu. L'chatchila, you're not trying. You had a boy and a girl when they passed away, so you need to make it up. You only had a boy, and you need a boy and a girl. If you had a girl afterwards, you yaitzer.
Not only that, some people are capable of only having 10 girls. So
that's the aim of cheshbon. You, it's only mitzvah they have no control over. You can only do what you can do. And the mitzvah is really to do whatever to be mishtadl. It should happen. If it doesn't happen, you can't. Nobody has tainus to you. You're right. Another question, another Braise explains like more clearly. But a bunny money get bunny grandchildren like children, mace echem, and one of them passes away, you name to sodi, so one of them can have children like him. But if you can be very clear that what? Clear that what? That the children have to be able to survive and they have to be able to continue the line in order to be kind of rule. To you to the Rabuna Kash Rabuna, to you to you right, Taka Kash Rabuna. But a bunny get bunny, you're grandchildren like children. So, Rabbi Lemema, bro, lebro. That your son should have a son, Bartel le Bartel, or a daughter to a daughter. Choshkin bro le Bartel, if your daughter had a son, it's not better. I'm a Bartel bro le, but if your son had a daughter, then you have not continued the line up through the womb. Omele Rava says, Rava, why not? Sheves yitzar bin v'ikha. The fact is, you continue to populate the world and you fulfill that mission. Kuli alma v'ikha. However, everyone agrees. Trei mechad loy. If you had only one child and that child had two, a boy and a girl, you're not mekayin mitzvah through the womb. And the nafkamina is, if you're not becoming Peruvu, first of all, you have to continue trying to have children. And we also had yesterday, nafkamina is to sell a sefer Torah to find yourself a wife who could give you children. If you're ready, you're not, and there's a mitzvah to stay married, there's no mitzvah to sell, you're not allowed to sell a sefer Torah just to remain married with a woman. But if you didn't fulfill the mitzvah Peruvu, you can sell your sefer Torah in order to make sure that you have dowry to get married. Why don't you marry a woman? You'll have a son. My daughter, I only had a daughter, true, but my daughter had a son. I'm Yaiti Puravu. So what are you telling me?
If you sell the sepater, it doesn't mean the next wife will be more.
No, at least you got to do whatever you can. Hasam d'chui k'matchalu. Now, this is interesting. The Apshesh is when he said to them, because I had a granddaughter, he was not really telling them halacha, he was trying to get his bug off. Because the Apshesh is, you hear this? You know why the Apshesh became sterile, couldn't have any more kids? It's Rav Huna's fault. He sat in the yeshiva in Rav Huna, and Rav Huna gave a shir, long shiurim. No one had the chutzpah to go to the bathroom. This guy had to go to the bathroom. He held himself in, and that sterilized him. And David couldn't have any kids, so he was embarrassed. He didn't want to insult his Rebbe. So therefore he told him, I'm Yetzer Puravu. Really, he wasn't Yetzer Puravu, but there's nothing he can do about it. Because he became sterile because of the shir. If anyone has to go to the bathroom in the middle of the shir, please don't blame me for it. Go. Rashi says, Shoyemarich Bedroshev. The problem was that Rav Huna took his time. And nobody went to the bathroom. Okay. Rabba said to Rabba Mori, how do you know Taka bin Ebonin Gibbon? Where do you learn this whole concept? There's any klacha like children. Ilema, is it from Lavan who said to Yaakov, Habonais Benoise, Lavan said to Yaakov, your daughters are my daughters, no, my grandchildren are mine. And Babonim Bona, and your sons are my sons, that's the Cheshbon El Miatav. So the next word are Bahatsoin Tsoini, and your sheep and my sheep, Hochinami, Taka his sheep, the Yaakov sheep. El, what he meant was the Kodimanoi, they came originally from me. Hochinami, the Kodimanoi, that your grandchildren come from my kids, from my flesh and blood. That's what he meant. It didn't mean halachically they're mine. Elam Hocha, from the following pasuk, it says, Achan afterwards, Bo Chetzin, Chetzin, who came from Shevet Yehuda, had got married, Abbas Mochir, to Mochir, son of Menashe, to the daughter of Mochir, they got married, Avigilod, Batelelai, and they had a son, Esguv. They had a son called Esguv. Oksi, even it says in the pasuk, Mine Mochir, Yardu from Mochir, descended Mechakim, the lawgiver. Now we know who the lawgivers, Shevet Yehuda. And it says, Yehuda Mechaikiki, that Yehuda is the one who is a lawgiver. Nabas. Must be that. So Yehuda didn't give birth, it was Chetzon, Yehuda's son, who gave birth to the Mechaikim. It's only a grandson to Yehuda. Is that right? That a grandson is like Bonim. Our Mishnah, who says that you Yetzer Puravu, with having a son and a daughter, and that's it. Is l'cheder not like Rabbi Yishua, like you don't need anymore to get married. It's not like Rabbi Yishua. The Rabbi Yishua says, forget about what we said yesterday, that you have to remain married so you shouldn't have a hirurim do avedis. Rabbi Yishua says, Nasa adamisha beyaldusi, you gave birth to, you married a woman when you're young, Yisa, Isha bezik nusa, you should marry a woman when you're older. Why Hayilabani? But Yaldusa, you had sons when you're young. Yilabani, Bizik Nusa, you have children when you get older. Shnema, as a pasuk, Baboikezer, Zaracha, in the morning, Zaracha, you should plant your seeds. You'll add it at night. I'll tell you at night. No, it's in the afternoon when you're getting older and you already had your kids. Don't stop. Continue having kids. Don't put your hands down. And this is interesting, the reason why. Because you don't know which kid that you can have are going to be the really good ones. Maybe the later ones, not the earlier ones. So you got to keep on having kids. Hopefully you'll get one right. And if both of them, and maybe both of them will be good. There's so many options here. Maybe your first kid, your second kid, all of them. So there's a mitzvah. Machleik is if it's the deraisa or the rabbanon. And according to most, even if it's not my deraisa, but if you do have more kids, you're still doing every time you have another kid, you're fulfilling the mitzvah pur levu mahateya. Rabbi Akiva says, no, this is a drush. You know what's talking about here? For us. Lam mahateya b'yaldusa. You learn kids when you were young. Gil mahateya b'yaldusa. Continue learning kids when you're older. Hayyuloi talmidim b'yaldusa. You had talmidim when you were a young man. Hayyuloi talmidim b'yaldusa. Continue giving shiurim when you're older. In the morning you should plant your seeds, you know, we'll teach young. And when you get older, don't stop. Omrush name Asa Zo Elev Zugim Tamidim Hoyle Bakiva. Akiva had 12,000 pairs of Tamidim. He had 24,000 Tamidim. And when did Abakiva start teaching? At the age of 80. And from where? From Gavaz Adan Tipres, from these two places. They all live in, I'm not sure where these cities are, somewhere in Israel. The Kulan Mesa Bepedigach all died at the same time. Why? Covered didn't give each other doing proper covered. As Rebbe Nesicha explained, Akiva was the one who fostered Avos Yisrael more than anybody else, and his Talmidim didn't have Avos Yisrael. And all of them. They were all wiped out. Shamim means there was pust and vist. There was nothing there. At Shabbat Akiva then traveled to the south of Eretz Yisrael. The Shonalem, he started looking for new Talmidim. Obviously, in the north, they all heard about Akiva. Nobody wanted to be his Talmud again. So he had to go to Sabbath, nobody heard of him. And he found five Talmidim: Rameir, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, and Rabbi Lazar ben Shemoya. The Haim Hamidu Taida. These are the ones who brought Taida back to the world. Oisa Shah at that moment. Tan we learned, Kula Mesu, they all died. But Pesach has everything, Pesach Hashvus. And there's the two opinions whether, you know, till like Beimer or all the days, not that there's a Tachun. Famous question that it says in Al-Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, that why is, you know, like, and Bes Yosef, why is it like Bema is a Shikol Simcha? Because the Talmidim of Akiva stopped passing away, stopped dying. The only reason why the Talmidim of Akiva stopped dying is because he had no more Talmidim. There was no one left to die. So what's the Simcha? If anything, it should be a saddest day. It makes it even worse. And those who want to answer that the five Talmidim were left, but it's not true. As the Gemara said right here, he had no Talmidim left. He had to find new ones. They weren't around.
No, they came later.
They came later. So what's the Simcha? So the Simcha is that Rabbi Akiva himself didn't pass away. He was the one who taught Avos Yisrael and was a failure. Because not one of his Talmidim had Avos Yisrael. So you think that the Rebbe will be punished, because as we said in the beginning of this, that, you know, the Talmid Goyle, the Rabbi Goyle Nimoy. Because the Rebbe's Talmid, the Rebbe's fault. And the Chid, the Nes was, Rabbi Akiva himself didn't get punished.
Maybe he wasn't a failure. Maybe they were the failure.
A teacher that couldn't have a Shpah on one student, something wrong with the teacher. It says, a Talmud shegolat goyli rabbi imay. If a student ends up going to golas, his rabbi goes with him. In other words, if a student is not... Exactly. And all the Talmudim. Amar chob rabba, v'yitem rechib ravin, kulan meisa misera. They all died a terrible death. My misera, amar nachman askera diphtheria. I don't know, the Gemara is more scared of diphtheria than any other kind. Every time your throat, it seizes up and you're choking and so on. So why is that the worst form of death? I'm not sure. Even leprosy, you know, your body parts are falling off, you would think is worse. Anyway. I'm going to master. I'll look at Yeshua. It's a mitzvah to have children. Now, this is a beautiful Gemara. Call Adam. Go home and quote this Gemara to your wife. Call Adam, any person. She'ain lo isha. The first one is not married to a woman. Shari b'lo simcha. Can never be happy. The happiest people in the world are people who are married. There's no simcha. B'lo bracha. There's no bracha in the house because the wife brings the bracha into the house. And b'lo toive without any good. B'loi simcha, how do you know why bring simcha to the house? If it says v'samachta ata ubeisach, you together with your family. B'loi bracha, how do you know there's a bracha in the house? If it says lahaniyach bracha el beisach, to bring a bracha to your house. Again, beisach is your wife, your house. She's our keres habayis, and it says bracha. She's the one who brings the bracha to the house. And b'loi toiver, there's no good. The chesiv it says Teiva is on Levada. I was looking up what does Teiva mean over Bracha and Simcha. I don't know. What exactly is Teiva? If you have Bracha and you have Simcha, what's missing that Teiva adds? Don't know. It says in the Sfarim, why are the Shvatim called Shvatim? The word Shavit is Teivas. Simcha, Bracha, Teiva. That we are the Bnei Shvatim because that's what a Yid is. You have Simcha and Bracha and Teiva in your house. Okay. The Marav Amri, and I just saw they say, Beloy Teira, you're missing out on Teira, and Beloy Chayma, you're missing out also on the wall, the protection of your house. Because the house, what's the main thing of your house? The wall, the privacy, and everything, is, and you're missing out because that's the wife. Beloy Teira, see if it says in the Pasik, it says, Haim Ein, as Rossi, my help is not here, be, but Toshi and Nidchir Meni, my idea is gone from me. And below the wall, the it says the cave to save together. The woman surrounds the man. Where's your protection? Where's your wall? So Rashi says interesting. What do you mean that if without wife you have no Torah? So Rashi is very balabatish. Rashi is over here because the wife takes care of all the needs of the house. So you can sit and learn Torah in shul the whole day. But if the wife is not there, who's going to take care of the needs of the house? Who's going to pay the bills? Who's going to do the shopping? You won't have time to learn. Very practical. Rabbi Barulam, Rabbi also below Shalom. If there's no wife, there's no peace. The Chassid says, "V'yadaita, you should know, ki Shalom alecha. There's peace in your tent, which is if there's peace in your house." And you're saying over here that oil is, doesn't mean your house. Rashi says oil normally means your house. Rashi says oil here means your wife because we learned just before that after Matan Torah, the Abishah says lech that you should all go shuv lechem leilechem. But the point of Mody is all you go back to your tent. And what was he referring to? Go back to your wife. So we see that a wife is called a tent. Then it's in the passage, go, Pakadcha, you should remember Navecha, your house, but Lesechthan, you won't sin. So we see that what? Your house brings Shalom. Anyone know that his wife is a Yodesh Shemaim? The Einu Paita and doesn't fulfill her wishes, especially when it comes to intimacy. Nikra Chait is called a sinner. She knows that you know, Kishalom Alecha. She knows there's peace with your wife. And it says, and you should remember. It says, Pakadcha, Navecha, you should remember, you should have Mitzvah Einu. Chayiv Adam Lifkaides. Each day is a mitzvah to have a relationship with your wife. Bishosh, you usually before you go on a trip. On a trip that you don't know exactly when you're coming back, on a long trip. Shanemar, it says, V'yadaita kishom olecha, you know there should be peace in the house. V'kata levecha, you should remember. Big Machlek is training, what's you talking about over here? Because according to, what's going to be like this? Freddy Gemara, Homa, Hocha, Nafgum from here, Mahos, Nafgum, another puzzle together. It says over there, part of the curse. V'elisha chukasech, you'll desire your husband. Malamit's hard to understand why that was a curse to Chava. Malamit she isha mishta kekes al bayu yezid derech. When he goes away, she misses him. Om Rabbi Yisiv. I understand. Yeah. Om Rabbi Yisiv. Lei nitzcha el samach levesta. The chiddush here is, even though samach levesta machleik is a shining if midrabbanan, you have to separate them out. You have to separate the kama. Om Rabbi Oina, you have to separate. If you know your wife's gonna have a period at a certain time, you have to separate an Oina. But if you're going on a trip, you can not worry about it. What exactly? What's going on here? Big machleik is a shining. Some of the shining say we're not talking about having tashmis. How can you? It's an Oina. Either it's asma deraisa or asma derabbanan. It's an Oina. So therefore, they say it's not talking about having full tashmis. It's just being close. And therefore, that goyish and gemara, she's even a nida. Doesn't matter. Just being close to her. Others say it's talking about a nida, but if she's going to the mikveh, wait one more day so she can go to the mikveh then. Others say we're talking about an oina that if it's the rabbanon, the mitzvah taka pushes away the isa the rabbanon, you should have relations at night. Others say that even if it's the raisa oina, that maybe the mitzvah of having a relation with your wife pushes away the isa of oina mid raisa. Because you have to keep your wife happy, it's the most important thing in life. And the Torah sets it aside. You're going on a normal trip. But if you're going for mitzvah, you're fanumen. So you're not doing this mitzvah. So Rashi says the tridi, which is the same thing Rashi says in the whole concept of oisig mitzvah, potter mitzvah. Since you're going to do a mitzvah, you're potter from the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to be with your wife, make her happy. And therefore, oisig mitzvah, potter mitzvah. Or Rashi says, if you're not happy with that pshat, because this is not just a mitzvah, this is much more than just a mitzvah. Says Rashi another way around. That tridi means that if you be totted with the tashmas of your wife, you're going to forget to do the other mitzvah. And we're worried you'll never go on your trip. That's what it means. Okay. But the Rishayim have a little bit of a problem understanding what's a chilik mitzvah reshus. You still have to have tashmas of your wife. But come on, now the next Gemara is a beautiful Gemara. Remember this Gemara here. Tell me what we learned. Ha'oyev es ishtai. If you love your wife. kegufa, equal to yourself. V'amechabda, you honor, yaisa megufa, you honor your wife, you should honor her more than yourself. Why should you honor your wife more than yourself? So Rashi says here, yaisa megufa, the zilusa, the itse koshem, the gavra, the shame and the disrespect you show to a woman hurts her more. They're more sensitive, more acutely sensitive than a male. So that's why by tzedakah it says you have to give a woman first before you give a man. Because for her, the zilusa, the shanda, and the head that are covered is more damaging than to a man. A man can take it. So that's why you see. So, and then he continues here. You raise your kids in proper Yiddish chinuch. You marry them off right before their age. All of our cause of aimer there, the public says, there's peace in your tent. Some say that it's talking about only girls, that you should marry girls off before their age, because as we had in the Tesis says in the second paragraph conclusion, because you know, if you have a chance, just do it, because shidduch are very hard. Tesis over here that's talking about boys. Just that's a mitzvah to marry not only your girls when they're young, but your boys when they're young, before they're old enough to start thinking about doing averus, hirurim, and all that. Interesting. Then the Gemara continues. Ha'oyev v'shcheinav, if you love your neighbors, you know who your neighbor is, love thy neighbor. V'amekadev v'skroivav, interesting. That you should have, actually, you should develop the relationship with your relatives. So not just your neighbors, but also with your relatives. Interesting, the Gemara should talk about these are such practical things that, you know, you take for granted, whatever it is. Talking about sideways. We're talking about horizontal, not vertical.
Much easier to love her when you're on the other side of the world.
Bahanoi says basa choisei, and if you marry your sister's daughter, why your sister's daughter? So Rashi says over here, very interesting. Why your sister's daughter? Look at Rashi here. Bahanoi basa choisei, Rashi. Giguye odim rovin ala choisei yisnochiv. A guy loves his sister naturally more than he loves his brother. Interesting. If you marry your sister's daughter, you're going to love his wife more than anybody else because you love her mother. You're going to love your mother-in-law. And if you love your mother-in-law, there's a good chance things will work out. So therefore,
it's a different type of ahava we're talking about.
Tosis disagrees with Rashi. Pitushbam, the hu hadin bas achiv, doesn't only mean your sister's daughter, even your brother's daughter. Why talk about your sister's daughter? It's more common for whatever reason that it's easier to get your daughter to marry your sister to give your daughter than your brother. But what's the difference? The idea is that there's kinship, their family, best thing is to marry family. That's why the Nebuda asked that the Bihuda said you shouldn't marry family. What do you mean you shouldn't marry? It's the best thing. But then look what Taisa finished the Vaita, beautiful Taisa. Only your sister's kids. You know why? Your sister's daughter and you are from the same constellation. Why? We say in the Gemara, most kids, your future kids, you should check out the mother's brothers to see if you want to know the kind of kid you're going to produce with this woman, check out who her siblings are. So therefore, you and the kids coming out of this of your sister are like you. Isn't that the best thing to get married to your sister's daughter? So, because this is you. You're marrying a clone of yourself.